This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Edmund Burke said, "The people never give up their liberties, but under some delusion." And that's a fact. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson. It's the Kevin Jackson Show. Talking about delusions. Delusions of grandeur. Delusions that you're bigger than life. Delusions that your ideas are the only ideas that can work or should work or whatever. Delusions. And then there are realities. There are cold, hard realities. And let me just make a distinction here. Leftists live under delusions. They believe communism, fascism, socialism work. You live under reality. Reality is capitalism. People are going to trade business or whatever. If you give them a common currency, they'll use that common currency, and they'll trade based on the goods, you know, what they think the value of their goods or services are. That's a fact. But the delusion is that somebody is stepping on the neck of somebody when they make that type of a transaction together. That's the delusion. The delusion is that government can get in the middle of it and regulate it and do it in an efficient way. Do we need government when you want to build an enterprise, a commerce system? Absolutely. But do you need it to the level that we have it? The answer is no. It's too big. Tell the left that, they will tell you the delusion that government can solve all your problems. Government provides safety for you. Tell that to the millions of people every year that get beaten, raped, murdered, whatever, embezzled. Where was government? Tell that to the people that are poisoned by food every year, or when you get an FDA recall. You know who first approved it? The FDA. But they believe government is going to solve the problem. Sure, government. Ooh, they're the cure for everything. Government that can't deliver your mail on time. Government have you watched Amtrak? Have you seen how many times that derails? Didn't we just have one not too long ago? Government that claims it's protecting you when you fly. All it's doing is fleecing you. It's a delusion. And the illusion of it all is that government is there to protect. Government doesn't protect you. I'm not trying to in the big picture, sure. We have an army, a military. Sure. In the big picture, that's what keeps people probably from invading us. Probably. I don't think most people, quite frankly, want to invade us. I'm not trying to say we don't need the military, but I'm saying how much of military do we really need? I don't have the answer. But I'll tell you this, if you want to convince me that our government is doing it the best it can be done, I'd beg to differ. The only reason why they run it is because we can't put our safety in the hands of a private enterprise. But trust me, there are business people that could do it a lot better. Fortunately, we have a guy who's a business person who's going to make the military do it a lot better. People never give up their liberties, but under some delusion. Let me give you a good example. Right now, we are embattled in this war on women, supposedly, that's been brought about because of Harvey Weinstein. So the idea is all men are in some way lecherous, and we've aggrieved some woman in a way that they didn't want. So you got women marching with Me Too and Time's Up and all these other things. So it implies one thing, that women are completely innocent. Ergo, men are completely guilty. So the average guy, you're listening to this radio show, Kevin Jackson's radio show, KJRadio.com. By the way, if you want to call the show, 844-551-8255. So you're out there listening, and they are condemning you because of Harvey Weinstein and the litany of other Holly weirdos, leftist men who've mistreated women, and the delusion is it's men. Yeah, it's men. And the bigger delusion is it's all men. You know the old saying, all men are dogs. Really? So what, all women are cats? All women are innocent. No, women don't mess around. Women don't, embezzle. Women don't commit crimes. Look, they may not commit crimes in the level that we do, but they do. I don't know what a woman's mind is when she decides she's going to have an affair, but I don't think it's very much different than a guy's. But to listen to women, they are so aggrieved. They're the housewives who the husband, they put through, husband put him through college, and then he went off and ran off with his secretary. That's the saga. That's the story. That's the delusion. It's never the woman. Women walk away from their families. Women screw around on their husbands and do all sorts of things. But the delusion is they're the oppressed. They're always the victims. When they don't get out, with they live pitifully in a divorce because they've been housewives. Now, let me tell you, last time I checked, there was a women's movement. It's older than I am. So any woman that's over 30 years old, you got no excuses. And by the way, any of them younger than that, you certainly got no excuses. When I say 30, you know what I'm saying. A woman that's 50 years old ain't got no excuses. I don't want to hear it. You knew what I was talking about. Yeah. I have to always get it right. So what do we have? We have this war. A war waging on innocent guys. And they want to go into protect mode. Whatever. Protect what? That you maybe had a conversation about, you know, something that was a little bit, I don't know, off color, let's say, in a break room and a woman overheard it, or maybe you were having it with her. Maybe it's because she dug you and she wanted to hit. She started it. She very well could have started it. But to believe women, nope, we don't do that. We don't grab women, grab men by the crotch or, you know, look at other women's boobs because we're lesbians or whatever. No, they don't do any of that stuff. But here we are, we're ceding our rights as men going, well, I mean, that Harvey Weinstein, he did some bad things, and you know, and then there was that other guy, and now we've got lots of women coming forward. I would love to go back and look at all these women, go check out their histories, and you find out they were my grandmother called them fast, they were the fastest girls in their school. Looking at every boy, you know, wanting to get with them, in the back seat, jacked up, you know, going in the closets and having sex with boys or whatever. They're disingenuous liars for the most part. These leftist women are scummy. They're the ones that want you to pay for their birth control, and while their parents, they got trust funds of $1 million, you know, the Sandra Flux of the world. That's who they are. But they want you to believe you're a bad guy. Oh, my goodness. You're not fooling me. I'm not taking on responsibility for what's happening to women. Women are more than capable of protecting themselves. And let me tell you, the conservative women listening to me right now, they're going, yep, you're doggone right I am, Kevin. And we shouldn't be, you know, placating these leftist women by going, oh, geez, we got to play along with this little game because it's politically correct. No. Most of the women, especially this younger generation, believe they are powerful people and they don't need somebody protecting them, especially a man. So that's what we're going to be talking about today. A lot of this nonsense, this delusion.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS or state? The secret to avoiding the IRS nightmare is to seek professional representation. My friends at Security Tax Associates provide the most cost-effective and ethical representation in the industry while helping to avoid seizures, levies, and wage garnishments. Security Tax Associates is here to ensure that the appropriate steps are taken to permanently eliminate any possibility of future tax burdens once and for all. For a free, no-obligation consultation, contact Security Tax Associates, 844-779-4177. That's 844-779-4177. 844-779-4177. Or visit them at securitytaxassociates.com.
Beth Cook Moranville, author of Closer Than Your Breath, a book of hope.
Hope, that wonderful, wonderful four-letter word that you may feel completely out of. I wrote this book to give you great hope. It's not too late. If fetal position is an all too familiar place for you, I understand. If the next 60 seconds are too long, this book is for you. Wherever you are right now, whether you're dealing with divorce or death or sickness, take hope. You are going to make it through this pain. Don't roll your eyes. I've walked this road and I know it. the best is yet to come.
Closer Than Your Breath, a book of hope from author and speaker Beth Cook Moranville, can be found on Amazon.com or Kindle.com. For more information, visit CloserThanYourBreath.com or on Facebook at Closer Than Your Breath.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
People search the internet for everything, including you. With a few clicks, information from your past can be quickly discovered, from business deals gone wrong to misleading reviews, negative articles, and unflattering images. Studies show 78% of people search for someone online before doing business with them. Will they find the real you? With ReputationDefender.com, you can establish a positive internet presence. ReputationDefender.com pioneered the field with over a decade of experience, serving thousands of successful individuals and businesses. We use patented, award-winning systems to boost positive content and suppress negative material. Don't let the internet define you. Take control of your reputation today with ReputationDefender.com. For your quick, free reputation analysis, call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
People are waking up. They're standing up to those pushing pesticides and GMOs as safe alternatives for a starving world. What a bunch of crap! I tell you, I'd rather eat dirt. So, I drink Life Change Tea. It's an herbal drink, cleansing my body of toxic sludge and nasty chemicals, and of course, ridding the intruders that are hidden in my so-called food. And by the way, Life Change Tea is non-GMO and organic. No fillers, no yuck. Just a great defense against you-know-what. May the supplement force awaken you. Don't fall to the dark side. Sorry. I went to the movies last night. Anyway, enough said. How do you get that herbal drink and change your life? GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. You will awaken. You will get stronger, and you might even lose a bit of weight. So awaken to Life Change Tea and the many one-of-a-kind supplements at GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. May the supplement force be with you.
Jackson Radio Show.
Holy cow. I don't know how we're going to get through everything here. Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. Because, look, there's so much to talk about. This Russian collusion thing has exploded. It's completely been debunked. I want to cover the story. We wrote about it. It's been debunked. And yet, we got Mueller, who's added somebody else like a digital forensic guy to his team because he wants to look at how things could have happened. It's ridiculous. But you know what? Go for it. If that's the ruse that you want to take it through, fine. Because you know what it's going to do? It's going to drag out through 2018. And at some point in this year, before the election, we're gonna learn what's happening. Mueller may get fired. I don't know what will happen, but it's going to blow up. And it won't blow up on us. The shrapnel is going to hit all these freaking Democrats that believe in this ruse. And so are all these other ones. All this other selling of stuff. You know, this the war against men that I talked about just a few minutes ago in the first segment. It's all going to blow up. We just found out about this Twitter guy who says he's going to expose all of the president's tweets. Well, okay, fine. I don't think Donald Trump tweets anything or even deletes tweets that he gives a crap about. But if that's what the guy's going to do. And I'll talk about that with respect to social media. because social media on the left is not to be trusted. So we have that. And then we had the House Oversight Committee, who essentially said they're declassifying this DOJ FBI dossier. That's going to be a huge blow up for the left. Now, the other people are going, oh, Kevin, they're releasing it because they're trying to get people preemptively to be able to read it and know what to say and all that. Fine. Look, here's what I can tell you about all that kind of stuff. There are some very smart people, the Trey Gowdies of the world, people like that, who say, I wouldn't want to try to get something by Trey. I'll just put it to you that way. So Donald Trump's innocent. He's like, look, whatever you want to ask me, ask me. You need data, you can have it. I don't care. I'm innocent. It's very easy to keep the story straight when you're innocent. When you're guilty, oh my gosh, the nuance, the things that you got to think about are so crazy, you cannot think of it all. Look, I watch these crime shows. I consider myself an aficionado. And I think about how they figured something out on the most minute detail. And it's because as smart as you are, you're not smarter than the collective brains of all the people who have individual expertise. And they put that thing together and it builds a cyborg. You know, it isn't a human. It's a cyborg that can throw you off of a cliff. You know what I mean? It's just a beast you have no clue about. It's brain power like you've never seen. Because it's every expert, a fiber expert analysis guy, a blood expert analysis guy, a DNA guy, whatever. And you can be brilliant, but you can't be brilliant at everything, broski. So anyway, we got that. And there's so much talk about, I just learned that Daryl Issa, right? I don't know. Why does he have the second S? Daryl Issa is going to retire. Another congressman retiring. Now, look, ISA's worth, I heard, $180 million. No, it's more than that. It's like $600 million. He's very wealthy. I don't know why he's wasting his time in Congress anyway. But, yeah, he's going to retire. So we could talk about that. There's tons to talk about. But I want to begin by talking about some irony, a bit of irony. Now, this is back on Golden Globes, but I just want to explain how things work in Hollywood. See, Hollywood feminist women haven't finished going after Hollywood feminist men. And their timing is impeccable. These powerful feminists seem to time their release of information with the precision of an Ali jab. And the latest to get love-tapped is Golden Globe winner James Franco. Now, you probably didn't watch it. I didn't watch it either. And I'm not a fan of James Franco at all. He is a vapid leftist. I can't stand the dude. I don't even watch his films anymore. When I would see him before, he's an affable guy. He's the kind of guy, he looks like he's fun to hang around, you know, kind of goofy and everything else. But now I see him and I go, nope, total leftist, won't watch his films, click. Not even Spider-Man? Yeah. I don't watch Spider-Man. Wait a minute. Excuse me. But anyway, two women came forward on Twitter and accused James Franco of sexual harassment. And both these actresses pointed out how hypocritical it was for Franco to wear a Time's Up pin to spotlight sexual harassment and assault scandals that have obviously been plaguing Hollywood. One of them, I don't know what she tweeted, but it was something like, hey, James Franco, nice Time's Up pin at the Golden Globes. Remember a few weeks ago when you told me the full nudity you had me do in two of your movies for $100 a day wasn't exploited because I signed a contract to do it. Time's up on that. Yeah, a little dirty laundry there, James. Yeah, so she's mad that she signed up to do a movie, $100 a day, full nudity. You know, look, I know some dudes that let you stand around, you know, maybe you can even make a little money cleaning up. Don't they have nudie maids? They do. You look at me like I'm crazy. They have nudie maids. It may be called something else, but there are maids who clean people's houses in the nude. I'm not lying. I know this for a fact. Look it up. Google it. People, half time people think I'm just kidding, but I'm not kidding. There's nudie maids. And so why not pay your $100 and get your house cleaned? Anyway, this girl's getting paid $100 a day. She did sign a contract. What's her problem? And here was another one. She says, this was from Violet Paley. And she says, cute, time's up, Penn James Franco. Remember the time you pushed my head down in your car towards your exposed penis? And the other time you told my friend to come to your hotel when she was 17 after you had already been caught doing that to a different 17-year-old? So here again, we got this Hollywood hypocrite, James Franco, standing up there in his black with his time's up pin, and it turns out he's a lech. And here's the thing, Hollywood knows it. It isn't like, you have to wonder, is it? Let me go on and talk about this Fox thing, because in 2014, Franco admitted he tried to initiate a hotel hookup with a 17-year-old Scottish tourist, her name was Lucy Claude, via Instagram and text messages, after the conversation leaked between the two. I'm embarrassed, and I guess I'm just a model of, you know, how society is tricky, he revealed during an appearance on Live with Kelly and Michael. It's the way people meet each other today. But what I've learned, I guess just because I'm new to this, it's like, you know, you don't know who's on the other end. You meet somebody in person, you get a feel for them, but you don't know who you're talking to, and you know, so I use bad judgment. I learned my lesson. But had he learned his lesson? No, because he did it again. That's what the lady was talking about. But here's the irony. They give an award to the guy who, on a night where they're talking about sexual harassment, to a guy who's a sexual harasser. That's Hollyweird.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did. We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $9.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever. Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home, and you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect and may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
What bothers me about this president is not so much what he says, although he is so offensive. I mean, just a few weeks ago, he attacked the United States Senator with sexual innuendo. He talks about prison for his former opponent in a presidential election. This is not what presidents of the United States do. But I am more worried about what this president's policies are in terms of telling the working people of this country during his campaign that he was going to stand with them, and yet he governs now as a representative of the billionaire class. Tax breaks for the wealthy, cutting people off of health insurance, ignoring the needs of children, not dealing with the prescription drug crisis in this country that he said he was going to deal with. I worry about him being a pathological liar. Those are some of the concerns that I have.
Oh, boy. Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson. Bernie Sanders is a moron. Seriously. There are many people that are like, you know, support the guy. And I get it. During the time he was running against Hillary, maybe he was making sense to all these kids or whatever. But to support Bernie Sanders, I'm just going to put it out there. You have to be a full-blown idiot. He knows nothing. How this guy is in politics and manages to stay there is a real testament to the fact that there are people out there that are so ignorant that and buy into this idea that somebody's keeping them down. And Bernie sells it as good as anybody. The rich are trying to get rich. The fat cats, they're after you. They're doing all these things to you. Whatever, Bernie. Man, I'm so sick of it. As a young black kid growing up, I would have punched Bernie Sanders in the face. Seriously. How in the heck are, in this country can you go around selling the concept that everybody's just out to get you? There's so many things out there for you. You can get educated. If you want to get that rotten education that they got called community college or whatever, go get it. It'll help you. I'm not saying that college doesn't help people formulate ideas, but for the most part, it's a waste of time. I mean, it's okay, great. Let's go get that paper. I got mine. And then you just go, okay, I got my paperwork. But where you really learn is by getting out there and rolling up your sleeves and finding out what it is you want to do. And the way you do that is you do a multitude of things, or you try out a lot of different ideas. The majority of people in this country who are stuck in their jobs are stuck there because they read a report that said, there's going to be a need for lots of accountants in the year 2014. And so they go, well, I'll be an accountant because there's going to be a need for them. They don't care. It wasn't a passion. I mean, I find it odd that people have a passion for accounting, but they do. They do. And so I'll tell you this. I got into engineering for two reasons. One, my brother was a tech, my oldest brother, and he would come home and he would solder things onto a board. And I was like, what's that? and he had the schematic, and he'd be reading it, and I'd look at it and go, he'd go, and then he explained, this is a resistor, a capacitor, an inductor, here's my circuit, whatever. And so I'd, hey, can I do it? And I'd solder it, and he'd go, that's a cold solder joint. And I'd read it. So every summer, when he came home, we built stuff, and I gained an appreciation for it. I wouldn't call it a love, but I gained an appreciation. And I liked watching things come to life. And when we finished building whatever, then the radio worked, or the little, you know, gadget worked. That's what gave me a love, you know, this affinity towards it. And the fact that I was hanging out with my older brother, who was cool, right? But, and so I went ahead and got an engineering degree. So he was a tech. And so when I learned about tech, being a tech versus an engineer, I said, I want to be an engineer. I don't want to be a tech, because that was the tech had to work for the engineer. But I did tech work when I went to, I was a co-op at Texas Instruments. So I did tech work, and I learned a lot more. And I found out I really do like the design aspect of it. But I became an engineer, and I did like it. But I'll tell you this right now. I did not love it. I didn't love it. My brother got me. It made me think. It taught me logic, because circuit, you know, and how electricity moves around is very logical. It fed into all the things that my mind had. But I'll tell you, my creative side suffered, because I liked the creative. If I hadn't done that with my brother, it would not surprise me at all if I would have gone to Hollywood and been on the casting couch. Been out there trying to make a living. Trying to avoid Harvey Weinstein. No, Kevin Spacey. But it's true. It's so true. Because I never had that influence. In the country, you wake up early in the morning, you go to bed, you know, when the lights go down, night comes, and the chores are done. And it's a pretty simple life. And so it wasn't somebody out there going, hey, let's do some old show tunes, Kev. So I had TV as my distraction. I'm cracking myself up now. But I had TV as my distraction. So I used to do all the voices. James G. Robinson. Yeah, you see. Where's your God now, Moses? Jimmy Stewart. And some people like that. And I would do Carson. I did all the things Rich Little did. And I mimicked all these old white guys, which, by the way, not a big career for that with black dudes. But I entertained myself in ways that I think, honestly, was more my personality. But I went with engineering because my brother was, you know, and he ended up getting his engineering degree. And ironically, after he gets all his degrees, he goes back to school and gets a PhD in theology. So he's doing nothing close to that. But his logical mind led him, you know, to really research theology and get closer to God and so on and so forth. So my only point to it is that, you know, you don't know what you want to do. And there are people out there struggling. They're not struggling because the government is oppressive. They're struggling because they didn't have somebody guiding them in the right way. Now, where does that occur? It occurs in the school system. Now, here's what school system does. It goes, hey, you have high aptitude for math and science, Kevin. Great. But it doesn't tell me you could be a good writer. You might be a playwright. You might be a poet. You could be a songwriter. There are other elements to it. You should figure these things out as well. It doesn't do that. There wasn't counselor that said, let me learn about you, man. Tell me about your upbringing. The closest I came to that was my counselor in high school, Mr. Sharp. And here's what he said to me. I won a scholarship called the Minnie Stevens Piper Scholarship, one of the biggest scholarships in the state of Texas. And so I had pretty much a free ride, because Minnie Stevens Piper would pay for this. And they picked 25 valedictorians in the school and in the state. They looked at all the valedictorians in the state of Texas, and they picked 25 of us who were finalists. And they paid for wherever we wanted to go to school. So I was the person who was submitted. And by Mr. Sharp, and he told me, I'm going to submit you for this. And he goes, now, Mike Gross won it last year. They've never given it 2 years in a row to the same school. So, sorry, you probably won't win it. But I wanted to let you know I submitted you because, you know, you're a stellar student, blah, blah, blah. I appreciate it, Mr. Sharp. By the way, he goes, as a consolation prize, if you want to get in the General Motors Institute, I'll make some calls and we'll get you into General Motors Institute because you have an affinity. You know, your grades for math and science are very high. And so, but we had a conversation. That's the only career conversation I ever had with a counselor was, I can get you in there. And I said, I don't know. I go, you know, I got a lot of offers coming from a lot of different schools. And I think I just want to do engineering. I don't want to do automotive engineering. I want to do design engineering. And he goes, okay, well, you let me know. And that was it. But when you have an affinity to math and science, nobody goes, hey, listen, you might want to look at acting or singing or whatever. I'm an amazing singer. Can't you hear it? Can't you hear it in my voice? No, I'm not doing anything special with my voice right now. This is just my voice. You know, it's like when somebody touches your stomach and you tense up. And they're like, whoa! Oh, man. So, you know, but here's the thing, and I come back to this. And I'm sure many of you are listening to me now going, you know what, Kevin, you're so right. I didn't search and figure out what I wanted to do. I had one of my buddies. I worked for a guy, one of my supervisors in engineering was a guy named Walter Ford. And Walter was a really good engineer, analog and digital engineer, taught me tons. And his son was a master at a body work on cars. And so Walter was like, yeah, you know, my son, he's doing a car. And he goes, this kid can actually look at a car and know that it's slightly off. He goes, you can't calibrate better than him with a machine than when he looks at it. He'll look at it and go, no, it's off. And it looks perfect to me. And he'll redo it. And then you go, wow, it is better. And he goes, he's great at that. And I remember thinking, Walter's a degreed engineer, master's degree, my boss, and his son gets out of high school and does an auto body, you know, doing auto body work. And Walter's like, I'm happy for him. And I remember thinking, man, my grandmother would be, you ain't going to be doing no auto body work. You're going to college. You're going to do that. But that, it was happiness. And I don't know what the guy's doing, but I bet you he owns a big body shop. He's doing really well. He loves what he's doing. And he's not going to be a ward of the government for any reason. That's what I'm talking about. But Bernie Sanders wants to blame somebody.
Kevin Jackson on the Black Sphere Radio Network.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS or state? The secret to avoiding the IRS nightmare is to seek professional representation. My friends at Security Tax Associates provide the most cost-effective and ethical representation in the industry while helping to avoid seizures, levies, and wage garnishments. Security Tax Associates is here to ensure that the appropriate steps are taken to permanently eliminate any possibility of future tax burdens once and for all. For a free, no-obligation consultation, contact Security Tax Associates, 844-779-4177. That's 844-779-4177. 844-779-4177. Or visit them at securitytaxassociates.com.
Message and data rates may apply.
Oh, my gosh. That's Frank Thomas.
No.
Yes, that's him. Go ahead.
Excuse me. Are you Frank Thomas?
Yes, I am.
I bet you get recognized a lot.
I was a pretty good ball player.
You were?
Some people thought so.
Sorry, we recognize you from those Nugenix commercials.
Oh, yeah? That's great.
So does Nugenix really work?
Oh, yeah. I really can feel the difference. My workouts are better, and I feel a lot more energetic.
I wish my husband would use Nugenix.
It's so easy to start it. All you have to do is send one simple text.
Text the word PRIME44 to 42424 for a complimentary bottle of award-winning Nugenix, the number one selling free testosterone booster at GNC. Its unique man-boosting formula is powered by Testofen, a patented key ingredient clinically researched to help a man feel stronger, leaner, more energetic, and more passionate.
And you're going to like the difference, too.
Text PRIME44 to 42424 for a complimentary bottle of Nugenix. Samples are not available in stores. Text PRIME44 to 42424.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Here's a special message for those of you who owe the IRS at least $10,000 or more in back taxes. The IRS has special programs in place that could eliminate or reduce your tax debt by thousands of dollars. Call the Federal Tax Management Helpline that has been set up for you, 800-503-8625. Stop the wage garnishments, levies, and tax liens now. Once you've qualified and enrolled, the IRS will stop all the collection activities against you. These unique programs have been allocated to help the economy and significantly reduce or eliminate your tax burden. The IRS is currently accepting reduced settlements and other favorable programs. You may qualify for substantial savings, so get the help you need. If you owe more than $10,000 in taxes, call for free information and to see if you qualify. Take down the number now for the Federal Tax Management Hotline, 800-503-8625. That's 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
If you talk, your name will hear you.
Why are we getting killed like this?
Kyle's not here. Got caught drinking beer in the park a couple of nights ago.
Really?
Yeah. Zero tolerance. He's out for the season.
Harsh.
Hey, he knew not to drink. We've made that clear to all of our kids, right?
No, not really.
Bill, if we don't tell them what we expect and why they shouldn't drink, how are they going to know?
Talk. They hear you.
Hear you. You can do it if you try.
Hello, my name is Marjorie Wildcraft. I'm the founder of the Grow Network, which is an online community of people who produce their own food and medicine. We are really into backyard self-reliance. If you want this lifestyle, I suggest your first step be to learn some basic home medicine. Just the other day, my 18-year-old son came to me and said, "Mama, I got a sore throat. Can you fix me up?" And I said, "Sure, Ryan," and in about 24 hours, he was better. The best home medicine for you to start out with is garlic. It's an amazing natural antibiotic, and I can show you how to use garlic to handle ear infections, sore throats, colds, and flus. As a way for you to get to know a little bit more about me and the Grow Network, I've written up an easy introduction on how to use garlic. It's at gcnwellness.com. Now, the station manager told me that I needed to say the URL at least twice, even though it feels kind of weird. But if you're interested in backyard self-reliance, you are one of us. Go to www.gcnwellness.com and let's connect up.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
End to identity politics.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Alexander Alekhine said this. He says, "I've had to work long and hard to eradicate dangerous delusion that in a bad position I could always or nearly always conjure up some unexpected combination to extricate me from my difficulties." And when I see that as a discussion around delusions, I think of leftists every single time. Their delusions lead them into dangerous areas that they think they can escape, and they can't, particularly when it doesn't involve other people's money. When it's like, okay, so I'll use family as an example. I have a family member who I said to her one day, I said, you're always nickel and diming me. You know, hey, you know, I need $50 because I'm tired of this or something happened. And I go, how much money do you spend on cigarettes? She's a big smoker. And she's like, this much, whatever. I said, if you just cut back on cigarettes, got rid of them. I said, you could save $75 a month or something like that, whatever it was. And I said, what else do you do? She says, I go out, you know, once a week or whatever. And I said, if you cut that back to once every 2 weeks, I go, what do you spend when you go out? She told me, like $50. I said, then you could save $100. I said, so we're at $175 right now per month. So I said, $175, let's just do it easy math, $150. So I said, $150 a month, you could save $1,800. You get it? Easy math. So I said, and then you wouldn't have to come to me every now and then going, hey, I need $100. And I remember saying this, it's been probably 20 years, honestly. And so it's 6 years later from the time we had that conversation, she goes, I need $100, you know, to do such and such. Pay it back when I get my refund check. And I went, didn't we have this conversation 6 years ago? I go, what could you have saved 6 years? So using $1,800 a year over 6 years, she'd have almost $12,000 saved up. And she's still doing the same thing. See, this is the delusion that the leftists live under, is that there's plenty of time. It'll change. You know, my life will change and structure in this way. And they make no plans because they think somebody's there to bail them out. Now, at $100, sure, here, family member, you can have it. And I'm not looking at it as enabling because, quite frankly, I have the money. It's a small amount of money. And I don't lecture. Haven't lectured her in years. Is she doing anything different? Nope. Still struggling. Same thing. 20 years later. And at some point, the light's going to come on. I'm no longer responsible. At the time when I was helping her, it's one of my cousins. She was in her early 20s. And I tried to help. I gave her all the advice I could give as a good, solid, you know, citizen of the family. And that's the end of it. Now, she'll get impoverished and go, Kevin, my kids ain't got nowhere. And she'll run to me wanting thousands. And I'll go, nope, I told you how to do it. And, of course, I'll be an ogre and, you know, talked about it at the family reunions. But you know how I feel. I don't care. I ain't getting shot at it. But I bring this up in the context of the Russian dossier because a congressional transcript was released earlier this week, and the British spy who compiled this dossier against Trump at the time, I don't know if it was president, but he was just running at the time, said he was worried about, quote, whether a political candidate was being blackmailed or had been compromised. And what they're learning about this is, number one, it was fake information that was gathered. But quite frankly, he should have been worrying about this of Hillary Clinton. But the actual Russian collusion story, and it's going to continue. And to be honest with you, I'm bored with this topic. But I want to finish it off with this. Because the Democrats now find themselves caught in a vortex of lies and deceit. Robert Mueller spends more time now investigating the FBI than he does investigating Donald Trump. And my question outside of the Bannon stuff is, where's there been any mention of Donald Jr. or Jared Kushner or some of these other people that were involved in this? And the fact is, all of sane America knows that neither candidate Trump nor President Trump colluded with the Russians. Democrat told us that Trump was a puppet of Putin, and that was the collusion. And remember what Trump said of Putin and the Ukraine? How could Trump be so bold? Back in October, the State Department warned that anyone in the United States or elsewhere doing significant business with 39 Russian companies, government organizations tied to defense and intelligence sectors could be hit with sanctions starting early next year. And this list was in response to sanctions that President Trump signed earlier in August. Now, the reason why I'm bringing this up, Trump boldness against Russia in what he's been doing, what he did during the campaign, since the campaign, it's like, where do you get this collusion? He punished Moscow for its actions in Ukraine, offering leftist Democrats the bone of punishing Russia for its supposed interference in the 2016 elections. Now, this was not just a symbolic move, like Obama closing the Russian diplomat offices and expelling Russian diplomats. President Trump's move hit the Russians where it really hurts, which is in the economy. That's the difference. Financial Times reported this. Russia's top banker said potentially far-ranging new U.S. sanctions would, quote, make the Cold War look like child's play, end quote, if implemented next year. Herman Greff, chief executive of Sberbank, told the Financial Times that the possible U.S. sanctions against oligarchs and the state-owned corporations would be irrational if they went as far as excluding state banks from the SWIFT payment system. So he's talking about the move that President Trump made in October, the puppet of Putin, right, that it impacted 39 major corporations in Russia, that their number one guy, number one economist says, man, this could be bad news big time for us. Delusions. That's what the left have. They have these delusions that Donald Trump's going down. I had a guy, he sent me a thing. He says, Kevin, I heard Donald Trump's going to resign on January the 20th. It's like, are you out of your mind? There's no way Trump resigns. No way, no how. That's like saying, oh, he's a warrior and he's going to suddenly leave the, you know, the gladiator pit. No, you'll have to kill him and drag him out of the gladiator pit. He's not leaving. Guys, learn that we're in a different phase here. Anyway, I mentioned this Herman Greff guy who says that the sanctions that Trump proposed in October are big time. Well, here's what John Sobieski wrote. He says, memo to Senator Mark Warner, a Democrat out of Virginia, and Representative Adam Schiff, the Democrat out of California. Adam Schiff is the worst politician. He's worse than Schumer and Pelosi together, seriously. He says, if President Trump is colluding with Russia, he has an odd way of showing it. He unleashed America's energy resources, most recently in Alaska with Anwar, which puts downward pressure on oil prices, which is the only thing Putin's Russia has to sell. Then he revives missile defense, including a pledge to Poland to deploy missile defenses there. Now, if you guys aren't aware, the Polish people are deathly afraid of Putin and Russia invading them. Now, he goes on to say this. Now he has announced plans to reverse the policy of the Obama administration, which stood silently when Putin's Russia annexed Crimea, attacked Ukraine, and sold the uranium's lethal defensive weaponry, including anti-tank missiles designed to destroy Putin's Russian tanks in the hands of separatist rebels. President Trump is expected to announce his approval of a plan to sell anti-tank missiles to the Ukrainian government, a move that would mark a significant escalation in lethal U.S. military support for Ukrainian forces battling Russian-aligned forces in a border region, State Department sources tell ABC News. Now, here's the reason why that's a big deal. Because there are times when we sell, quote, non-lethals to countries, and so we can get around, you know, we're not really supporting them. We sell them, you know, this, that, and the other. We said no, because Barack Obama wouldn't sell them lethals. Now, Donald Trump says no. They want to defend themselves. We'll sell them product. The sale of anti-tank missiles, which could possibly include U.S.-made Javelin systems, provoked a strong reaction from Russia, saying, quote, it crossed the line and could threaten to derail Trump's calls for better relations with Moscow. Now, that's the puppet Putin, right? The puppet of Putin selling Ukraine, Crimea, weapons to fight, and essentially saying to Putin, what are you going to do about it? Now, you want to know why Trump can say that? Arming the enemies of Russians, and he can say that? I'm no foreign policy expert, but that's not what what a puppet does. Sell military hardware to the enemy of his puppet master. But the reason why Trump can say that is because he knows Putin has nothing to bargain with. Nothing. The U.S. economy is our strength. I got to leave it there.
He won't stop until he's the top-rated radio talk show host in America.
What kind of weird competitive freak are you?
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.